Hello and welcome to BFF.fm 1.21 gigawatts, our music archaeology program. My name is Johan and Mylene is now back in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be back. And I love how we've been upgraded to archaeology. It sounds very, what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm hoping it gives an Indiana Jones kind of a vibe.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm going for. I like that too. It sounds a little academic.
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be a paper at the end of the show. We're going to write a book about it.
Yeah, I'm working on my thesis as we speak.
Perfect. What did we listen to just now?
That's a good question. Well, it was a song by Gene Cardos and his orchestra, and it is the song Love Is Here to Stay, which I think a lot of people are probably familiar with. It turns out that this was George Gershwin's last composition, and it was written for a musical film, The Goldwyn Follies, and the lyrics were written by Ira Gershwin, who is his close relative. They're brothers, right? Or cousins? I forget.
I have no idea.
I think they're brothers. And the reason actually this song came to mind for me was I recently saw An American in Paris, which wasn't filmed until 1952. Mm-hmm. But this was a prominent song in that movie, which was a really terrific movie, by the way, just saying.
Okay. I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's with Gene Kelly, mm-hmm. who is just a sensational dancer. And this woman who's sort of the lead. So I'm totally digressing.
let's keep going into this rabbit hole.
This is not 1938 because it's 1952. But it was an amazing movie, like sort of a feel-good movie, which I'm like jonesing on these days. Mm-hmm. And Gene Kelly, the dancing was off the charts.
Dancing doesn't work well in radio, though. Like it's hard to.
Well, there's tap, so that part might be entertaining.
True.
But yeah, the lead woman was this. She was the love interest, and there was a love triangle, and she's all of like 18 or 19 in the movie. Anyway, that was her age. And it's this French woman, Leslie Caron, who is like the worst actress in the world. She almost ruined the movie, but she too is a spectacular dancer, really incredible. So that was worth watching.
And that's our movie tip for this show.
That is the movie tip for this show. I may have some other ones, but that's the first one. And we are, I guess if no one's pinpointed it yet, I don't know if you mentioned it, but we are in 1938, which Johan, you so aptly mentioned earlier, is basically being in 2017. We have a bunch of dickhead, what, authoritarians, your sort of standard issue ideologues, yeah, and dictators,
yeah,
in power or rising to power.
It certainly wasn't a good year if you read the quick Wikipedia summary of what happened in 38, and it's kind of grim.
Oh, it's pretty grim. So yeah, I'm like reading here. Hitler was the chancellor at the time in Germany. Mussolini was the prime minister in Italy. Stalin was also rising to power at that time. He was a secretary, some high-level position in the Russian government, mm-hmm, at that point. And they don't list it here, but I think Franco was also in power in Spain. So it was just like,
yep,
smorgasbord of misery and oppression.
Yep. It's never good if you remember old men by their last name and their mustache. Like, that's,
yeah, there were many oppressive mustaches happening that, yep, year. But on the brighter side, Nescafe freeze-dried coffee was invented that year. So there is sort of a light in all the darkness.
Yep.
Teflon was also invented and introduced.
So
were ballpoint pens. And this is, you know, this is an interesting development as well. Oil was discovered in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I saw that.
That year. 1938.
Maybe, which is probably still impacting politics today, I guess.
Well, heavily so.
And on a positive note, lots and lots of good music came out that year.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Mostly blues, I guess. Blues, jazz.
Yeah, definitely blues, heavy, jazz. Jazz was, I think it was like the swing era and, mm-hmm, sort of big band era in jazz. And to add to the brightness, I do want to mention as well that Kenny Rogers was born in 1938.
Okay. Yeah. So there's something for everyone.
Yes, that is a twinkle again in the twilight, in the darkness that is 1938.
Yep. Cool. Shall we jump into the next set?
Let's do it.
We have Robert Johnson coming up.
Walking down the streets, some pretty mama start breaking down with me. Start breaking down, yeah, start breaking down. The stuff I got a bunch of brains out, baby, woo-hoo, it'll make you lose your mind. I can't walk the streets now, can't contemplate my mind. Some no good woman, she starts breaking down, stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. The stuff I gotta go and put your brain down, woo, it'll make you lose your mind. How you Saturday night, women? You love to ape and clown. You won't do nothing but tear a good man reputation down, stop breaking down. Stop breaking down. The stuff I gotta put your brain down, baby, woo-hoo, it'll make you lose your mind. Now I give my baby 99 degrees. She jumped up and threw the piston down on me. Stop breaking down. Stop breaking down. Stuff I gotta bust your brain down, baby. Woo-hoo, it'll make you lose your mind. I can't start walking down the street, but some pretty mama don't start breaking down with me. Stop breaking down. Yeah, stop breaking down. Never got a budget brain now, baby. Woo, to make you lose your mind. and you don't want nobody else. I woke up this morning, I found my baby gone. I woke up this morning, I found my baby gone. I was so misleading, but I couldn't lay down. Oh, Miss Alice, I got up this morning, I could not lay back down. I was looking right at her, Lord, she was standing in her wedding gown.
Lead Belly with I'm Leaving on the Morning Train, and just before that we had Pete Johnson with Rollin' Pete, and the first song of that set was Robert Johnson with Stop Breaking Down Blues. Robert Johnson has, well, actually, first thing first, that song has been recorded by the Rolling Stones on XL on Main Street, for those of you that might recognize it. Robert Johnson, of course, is a famous blues musician that died at the young age of 27. Wikipedia doesn't actually list what he died from, possibly poisoned whiskey, someone said, because of some dispute over a woman, as is always the case.
Is 27 the golden age of demise?
That's when you want to call it quits, yeah.
Musicians, yeah.
It's usually the good time to leave.
Well, is 27 though that age when,
like, Janis Joplin?
Exactly.
And yes, it is. I think
it is. Okay, I wasn't sure if it was earlier than
Jim
that.
Jim Morrison,
yeah.
As
okay.
Well, right?
That's what happens when you sell your soul to the devil.
Apparently so. Yeah. Well, you know, he produced a lot of good music. There's trade-offs to be made.
There are trade-offs. Oh, speaking. Sorry, just jumping in here. Of 27, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. The average cost for house rent in 1938 was $27 per month. Can you believe that?
Nice. How much do you make salary, though?
Well, let's see. I don't know about salary. I'm not... Oh, average wages per year were, whoa, $1,730. So $1,730
right.
A year. But the average cost of a new house was $3,900. So
is this when we go into a long spiraling debate about the housing prices in San Francisco? Or like a 20-minute detour?
That might be another show.
Okay.
That might be another show.
We'll save that for the after party.
We'll have to come up with a different name. I don't know if 1.21 gigawatts is appropriate for that.
$1.21 million.
Billion.
Oh, yeah.
$1 billion.
I had a couple.
Get it straight.
Couple of things about Leadbelly. He seems to be a very interesting character. He has been in and out of prison more than I could count. He was first in prison in 1915 for carrying a pistol. He escaped from that prison. He was went back to prison in 1918 after killing one of his own relatives in another fight over a woman. And then he was pardoned in 25 for, amongst other things, writing a song to the governor, like basically, you know, kissing some ass until he got released. And then only 5 years later, he's back in prison after stabbing a man in a fight. And I think the man that recorded this recording that we just heard was a man that kind of traveled, you know, the countryside recording various folk and blues musicians. And he helped him, again, get out of prison. So, yeah, a bit of a troubled life, but that, I think that fits a blues guitarist, I guess.
Sure, yeah, more fodder for your music.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the first mobile, I don't know, the first, but like a mobile producer, basically, mm-hmm. someone on wheels.
Yeah. Let's see.
What else did we hear?
What else did we hear? I think I went through them all.
Oh, did you already?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You're quick.
I'm quick. Yeah, Robert Johnson, Pete Johnson, Leadbelly. That was the three ones.
Oh, yeah. One, two, three.
Yep.
Knocked them all out.
Yep. Done and done.
Nice. So let's roll into the next set of tunes. Mm-hmm. First we have, I'm going to say this, I'm going to totally butcher it. It's Begin the Beguine, I think. Begin the Beguine by Artie Shaw and his orchestra. Thank you.
say now, if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby now. Come in this morning about a half past four, a dozen gal parked in my front door. Now if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby now. Now if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby now. We ride around in the limousine, she punches everything but the gasoline. Now if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby now. If I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby now. Come in this morning at the break of day, Paul turned over and I heard Ma say, now if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby, if I'm trying to be my baby now.
That last one was by Billie Holiday, More Than You Know, take one. I wonder if that was actually the first take and if they kept that as a recorded version. Anyway, that was Billie Holiday, who is one of my musical heroines. I actually did a report on her in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
You know, I probably don't. My parents might. You know, they have a stack of like my old papers and shit like that. So they actually might. But yeah, that was sort of fun to dive into her life. Mm-hmm. Also, another sort of troubled musician, drug-addled history. But of course, remarkable talent and such a beautiful singer. So that was Billie Holiday. And before that, we had Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby. So we can both relate to that one, right? That was by Roy Newman and his studio orchestra. Mm-hmm. And Johan, tell us a little bit about maybe some entertaining stuff that happened in 1938.
Entertaining stuff. Walt Disney released Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That's pretty entertaining.
That's really way back, 1938.
Yeah. It's. Have you been to the museum, by the way, in San Francisco? The Disney one?
Snow White Museum?
not that specific, the Walt Disney Museum.
No, I have not.
It's worth a visit, I think.
Is it really?
I think so.
I don't know. It's not appealed to me, I have to say.
I guess. I only went because my parents were here, but it was quite fun. I enjoyed it.
No need to qualify it.
Yeah. Okay. I went because I am a child at heart.
There you go. There you go. Positive spin.
Yep. What else? Oh, yeah. So we were just talking about earlier the Orson Welles radio play of War of the Worlds was broadcast. And apparently people thought it was real. Like, you know, someone on the news reporting that the aliens were attacking, causing a bit of panic and uproar. I think didn't they have to break the transmission and say, you know, don't worry, it's just a play?
I'll say sure to that one, even though I don't know exactly.
Sounds plausible.
Yeah, it sounds like the opposite of fake news.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Or fake news going awry.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
What else? I don't know. Oh, LSD was synthesized for the first time. I guess, is that a positive?
Oh, was it? It depends who you're asking and when.
Albert Hoffman managed to do that in some laboratory somewhere in Switzerland, I think.
Oh, okay. It wasn't military related?
No.
I thought it was developed. Okay.
That was just, I think he worked for a pharmacy.
Oh, I guess I'm going to have to take your word for it.
I'm just saying whatever I want now.
Yeah.
Spreading rumors.
What's new about that?
It turns out no one's going to stop me, so.
No one. Entirely related to that little factoid, the Cal Golden Bears, the team.
Now you're just
across
saying,
the bridge.
Oh, okay.
The Bears.
Yeah, sure.
The Bears. They won the Rose Bowl that year. They beat Alabama.
Okay.
And the final score was 13-0. So there you go.
I know.
They served a whooping to Alabama.
I know nothing about what you just said, so I'm just.
I don't either. That's why I'm like sort of stumbling
just
over it.
Burping
but it's my
stats.
Alma mater, so okay. I thought I had
so
to
you,
mention
you
that.
You should know something about it.
I should know something about that.
What sport is it?
What sport? It's a sport.
Isn't that what you were saying?
Oh, I thought it was like, you know, like the Golden Globes or the Oscars. No, yes, it's a sport. It's football, dude.
Oh, football, okay.
The Rose Bowl, come on.
I don't know. Never heard of that before.
No, you are European, so.
I know, I have an excuse.
It is not soccer football. It is football.
I see. Let's not get too deep into that discussion.
No, let's not.
We'll be here all day.
Again, another show
entirely. All right. Coming up is Glenn Miller Orchestra with Tuxedo Junction. Thank you.
To battle it all by yourself. Don't this world seem lonely when you've got to battle it by yourself? Even the one you love turned their back on you for someone else. My mother and dad left me when I was too small to help myself. My mother and dad then left me when I was too small to help myself. And my sisters and brothers drove me away to somebody else. So many nights I tramped through the rain from door to door. So many nights I tramped through the rain and snow. I wanted to go back home, but I ain't welcome there no more. Thank you. fatherless, I'm almost friendless too. I'm motherless and I'm fatherless, I'm almost friendless too. Seems the world is down on you, no one knows what to do. Rocks was my pillow, and the cold ground was my bed. Rocks was my pillow, cold ground was my bed. The blue skies was my blanket, and the moonlight was my spread.
That was Lonnie Johnson with Friendless in Blue, a very chipper song. Before that, Memphis Minnie with Moonshine. And the first song of the set was Glenn Miller Orchestra with Tuxedo Junction. And as we were playing that, we were looking it up. And apparently that might have been a 1940 song, so my bad.
You get a red card for that
Wikipedia.
And that is a football-related term. Football meaning soccer in this
okay.
instance.
Okay, I understood that one. That one of the few things I know about football. Let's see. Oh, Memphis Minnie Glenn Miller actually mysteriously disappeared at the end of World War II when he was on his way to between the UK and France to play for the troops. His plane took off and somewhere over the English Channel disappeared in the night. That's all I know about that man, unfortunately. Memphis Minnie, though, do you remember? I think we met at Memphis Minnie's barbecue in San Francisco at some point.
Oh, that's right.
I assume this is the woman they're talking about.
What do we know about her? Does she make good barbecue?
That I don't know. She was a very interesting lady, though. Very tough, as I guess you have to be to play blues in the 30s. Some say that her voice is the way she sings is partially because she's got chewing tobacco in her mouth as she sings and spitting, you know, it out mid song.
Oh, that's an interesting technique.
Yeah, I never
seen
or heard that.
I wonder if that would improve my voice.
It's worth a try.
I've tried lessons and that didn't seem to work. So maybe tobacco's a better route.
Anything goes. Give it a try. And a quick little note about Lonnie Johnson. Apparently, he's one of the first musicians to do the kind of, single string solo guitar style that is very, that I at least associate with blues. In particular, when people could buy electric guitars, that kind of became a very distinct sound. So it's pretty cool. Good song as well. So, yeah.
Cool. Good information.
Yep. Sure. Do you want to jump in straight to the next set in the interest of time?
Yeah, I guess we can. I mean, a lot of bad shit happened in 1938. It's probably not worth going over. The one other thing I noticed, just a quickie, Jerry mm-hmm. Brown was born in 1938. So again, that is sort of one saving grace of that year, as he now leads, sort of a prominent figure in what we're calling the resistance.
Yep.
So that's it. But let's move into some more music. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we have actually a couple by Duke Ellington.
Thank you. Now she will get this set, now I'm thinking, good, man.
You ain't can come running back home someday.
I do now.
Boy, if I ain't blue, now glory. Lord, any dirty angel,
yeah.
Yes, why, they sure they treated me dirty.
Wow.
And took my baby away from him.
And that was Sunnyland by Sonny Boy Williamson. And to kick off that set, we had a couple of Duke Ellington songs. The first one was, let's see, I Don't Know Why I Love You So. And the one after that was Mood Indigo Solitude. And I think we are reaching the end of our hour here. So we are going to round things out with something a little esoteric. It's a song by a woman named Johanna Beyer. And the song is called Music of the Spheres. And there are some claims out there that this was the very first piece of electronic music ever recorded. And I'm inclined to believe that. Some say that it was the first female piece. I don't know why it's qualified that way. Often when it's when they do that, it's actually the first ever. So I'm giving her some credit. And she was originally from Germany and a classically trained musician. Moved to New York, I believe, and got involved with sort of the modernist musical movement over there with John Cage and various other artists, and experimented with electronic music. And I think they're not quite sure what the instrumentation was on this one, but she may have used a theremin or a manually operated oscillator, whatever that means. So anyway, she is a fascinating woman worth looking up. And this is called Music of the Spheres.